Monday, November 5th, marks the one-year anniversary of Bank Transfer Day, a grassroots social media campaign that urged consumers to switch from big commercial banks to not-for-profit credit unions. Did people switch? According to Bill Cheney, the president and CEO of the Credit Union National Association, or CUNA, the nation's 7,000 credit unions have seen over roughly the past year their fastest new member growth in more than a decade.
More than 2.2 million Americans became members of credit unions during the 12 months ending in June of this year. Not only is that the fastest increase in new membership that we've seen in over a decade, it's also four times greater than the 550,000 who joined during the year ending in June of 2011. Here's something else. The 12-month increase in the number of new checking accounts that were opened at credit unions through June of this year was almost 2.9 million. That number appears to be a record, going back to when we started collecting data in 1989. Why are more people switching to credit unions? For starters, about 80% of credit unions today still offer free checking accounts with no minimum balance requirement and no maintenance or activity fees. And fees in general tend to be lower at not-for-profit credit unions than at banks.
For more information about credit unions, visit asmarterchoice.org.